Welcome to No Compromise Radio, a ministry coming to you from Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. No Compromise Radio is a program dedicated to the ongoing proclamation of Jesus Christ, based on the theme in Galatians 2, verse 5, where the Apostle Paul said, "But we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would remain with you." In short, if you like smooth, watered-down words to make you simply feel good, this show isn't for you. By purpose, we are first biblical, but we can also be controversial. Stay tuned for the next 25 minutes as we're called by the divine trumpet to summon the troops for the honor and glory of her King. Here's our host, Pastor Mike Abendroth.
Welcome to No Compromise Radio Ministry. Mike Abendroth here. Here is our format. Always biblical, always provocative, always in that order. That is our slogan. And on Mondays, you can listen to one of my sermons delivered at Bethlehem Bible Church, West Boylston, Massachusetts. Tuesdays, usually Pastor Steve Cooley and myself. Steve Tuesday Guy is back from sabbatical almost. And then on Wednesday, I try to interview authors, movers, shakers, people in ministry, people here at the church. Wednesday, I try to teach something positively, and Thursday and Fridays, we try to take names. Whack people. It's the whacking Friday. It's the whacker. It's like parents who name their the rod to spank a kid with. They name it the whacker. I've heard that. Mr. Spoon. I think if you're going to spank your children, then you probably should call it a rod. So then when a kid sees the word rod in the Bible, he goes, "Oh yeah, rod, R-O-D. Something thin and flexible, paint stick or something. You don't want to hurt the kid. And so if you have Mr. Spoon, let's see, the foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, and Mr. Spoon will drive it far from him." If you hate your child, you'll spare Mr. Spoon. So then every time a kid has to use a spoon to eat with the rest of their life, they're scared. The Scott and the Hats. No, you wouldn't want to do that at all, would you? Conferences. The conference that we're going to have at Bethlehem Bible Church here this fall, October 4th and 5th, is called Behold the Lamb. And Behold the Lamb from, of course, John chapter 1. That's going to be about the sacrificial lamb, Jesus Christ. October 4th and 5th. And Behold the Lamb, Pat Abendroth is going to preach that message. Worthy is the Lamb, a guy named Mike Abendroth is going to preach that. Salvation Belongs to the Lamb, Pat Abendroth, and then he'll preach October 6th here at Bethlehem Bible Church. That's Pat Abendroth, omahabiblechurch.org. And on Friday night, just a men-only kind of a leadership deal, Pat's going to do a session, and then there'll be a Q&A with Mike and Pat. Or Pat and Mike. Sounds like we're Irish, doesn't it? Pat and Mike. I knew some people back in Nebraska. Pat, Mike, and Dave were the three sons. And so the company, the dad named the company Pamida. Pamida. Pamider. Pat, Mike, Dave. So I just need a brother named Dave. How do you do? So October 4th and 5th, with Pat preaching on the 6th, Behold the Lamb, Bethlehem Bible Church. Couple of the Abendroth brothers. My brother is 9 years my junior, and he is a faithful expositor. And it's amazing, over the years, we're pretty similar, even though we didn't really hang out with each other much growing up. I left the house when he was 9 years old, and I went off to college. And then 5 years later, I mean, I'd be home for the summers, and then 5 years later, moved to California. So we didn't really get to know each other as he was older. But we both are pastors, and we both bicycle. We both are on my fitness pal. I think he's lost 50 and kept it off. I'm only at 35. So you know what? I lost 35 pounds in about, I don't know, 2 months. Pastor Steve called it the Auschwitz diet. But I don't have the gumption to lose anymore. I've kept it off, so my goal is just to stay where we go, steady as you go, to quote the Ronconteers. But anyway,
That's that. So there's Omaha Bible Church's Pat Abendroth here at Bethlehem Bible Church. I do have some other things in front of me. Cross-dressing day causes stir at Milwaukee Elementary School. That was May 29th, 2013, which is only a week ago in real time. NOCO time, it's a month ago. And it said, a Milwaukee, Wisconsin elementary school has come under fire from parents for encouraging children as young as 5 years old to cross-dress in celebration of an event billed Gender Bender Day at the school last Friday. But it was all redeemed because the girls could dress up like Green Bay Packers. Just kidding. Some parents who charged that the Tippecanoe School for Arts and Humanities was promoting homosexuality protested and kept their children home for the day. One mother who didn't want to be identified. Why is that? Don't we need to be identified? That's why. Here's a little side note, compromise note. If you are a blogger making comments on a blog, writing little bits of information in a response to a comment on a blog, put your whole name down there. The anonymous, the little fake, you know, icon, and it doesn't have your real name on there. Let me just speak to you with no compromise candor. I have absolutely zero respect for the anonymous little notes. I'm not going to tell you who I am, but this is why you're wrong. You know what? Why don't you just put your name on it? How lame can you get? If you don't put your name on it, then don't do it at all. I think if people post anonymous blog deals, they should just be forever banned into internet purgatory. Well, no, I have to go to school because the principal said we have to dress like a girl. I do not want my son to go to school dressed up like a girl. He's only 7 years old, said this worried mother on Gender Bender Day. They might as well call it Transgender Day, said Deidre Hernandez. Good for you, Deidre, that you put your name in there, whose seven-year-old son attends a school. The school renamed the event Switch It Up Day. Switch It Up. Spokesman for Milwaukee Public Schools, Tony Tagliavia, confirmed the day caused concern. There are undoubtedly children at the school who felt like they had two bad choices, either dress up as the opposite sex, make them feel uncomfortable, or dress normally and be out of place with the rest of the school. Well, you know what? Once you abandon Judeo-Christian ethics, once you abandon right and wrong, black and white, antithetical thinking, the Bible, true, false, once you abandon, as Francis Schaeffer says, true truth, this is what you get, and it's not going to get any better. Do you think it's going to stop with gay marriage and the third kind of bathroom stall for the transgendered person and Transgender Day? Do you really think that's going to stop? I just read today about people who are signing petitions so that polygamy will be legalized. So first it's gay marriage, and then it's all the other stuff. You know, bestiality is coming down the line too. And frankly, if you think that marriage just means a deep emotional attachment to somebody that you have sex with, and then that's marriage, well, then I guess it all makes perfect sense now, doesn't it? So what do you do if you're a parent and you've got to send your kid to a school, a public school, or if you've made the decision to send your child to a public school? I think you've got to go talk to the principal. You got to go make a fuss about it. You got to pull your kid for the day. We've done a variety of homeschool, public school, private schooling throughout the years in the last 20 years or whatever it has been for schooling. And sometimes you have to put up fusses. Usually I have my wife go put up the fuss because she can put up a fuss in a very diplomatic way, very kind way, and I usually come across as an ogre. So that's why I rejoice when I read people and their emails and their ladies who say they like No Compromise Radio. That makes me so happy. Now, I want men and women to like No Compromise Radio, of course, because I want to just talk plainly about the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. Just talk man to man to woman, friend to friend, face to face. And so typically, like at our church here, we have more men than we have ladies, and maybe that has to do with me and my style, and maybe it's not, maybe I'm not motherly enough and effeminate enough and feminine enough and soft enough, as maybe to use biblical words, I'm not gentle enough. New Testament elders are to be gentle, and they're to respond gently when the situation necessitates. But when I have ladies who write and say, we love No Compromise Radio, pretty much makes my day. I get more of a thrill from that than I do if a guy says, yeah, right on, bro, I like No Compromise. Send me one of those black T-shirts. Now, what kind of talk is that? So anyway, Transgender Day at Milwaukee School. Let me give you a couple things that I want to commend. Romans, an interpretive outline, subtitled A Study Manual of Romans, including a series of interpretive notes and charts on the major doctrines of the epistle by David Steele and Curtis Thomas. This is the same Steele and Thomas that you might know of that has a little book called The 5 Points of Calvinism. Now, that little booklet is included in this because that little booklet came from this book. It's at the very back. It is an appendix, The 5 Points of Calvinism. But I mainly want you to get this. Of course, the appendix is excellent. But for the book of Romans, this is the best single volume tool that I have for the book of Romans. Now, that's going to soon be surpassed as I finish S. Lewis Johnson's Romans commentary coming out in Zondervan 2014. Adapted by Mike Abendroth. We didn't want it to say S. Lewis Johnson Jr. with Mike Abendroth because he didn't really write it with me. And so it's adapted by me. So I'll have smaller letters, which I'm happy for, because it's S. Lewis's stuff. I'm mainly condensing his material and making sure that it flows well. So anyway, we're down to about 90,000 words. It needs to be 85,000. I have a November deadline, 2013. It should be out next year. It's exciting. Zondervan has a powerful marketing wing, and they will get this known to the movers and shakers. I was to give them last month 50 people in evangelicalism to send this to so that they might spread the word of the gospel of Jesus Christ through Paul's book of Romans, through S. Lewis Johnson. So anyway, there are better commentaries. Douglas Moo's commentary on Romans in the NICNT series is excellent. John Murray's 2-volume are now it's combined into one in the same NICNT series, the older series. That one is the other one that's excellent. Certainly Thomas Schreiner at Southern Seminary. I got to get Schreiner on NOCO. He'd do it. He's a friend of a friend of a friend. No, he endorsed Jesus Christ. No, not the first book, second book. What's it called? It's supposed to be called King, but Day One wouldn't allow it. So Sovereignty and Supremacy of King Jesus. So anyway, you need to get this book. It's paperback. It's Presbyterian and Reformed. Thomas and Steele, or literally Steele and Thomas, Romans and Interpretive Outline. You ought to get this book. It will help you, especially when you want an outline that's an interpretive outline. Now, if you want stuff like, is this a genitive, subjective genitive, objective genitive? That's not the book. Get Doug Moo instead. But if you want to just have an outline and how this thing works, let's see how many pages, because you get the free book in the back too, the Calvinism book. I've got to get my glasses on. 189 pages. It's just excellent. I use it all the time. A study manual of Romans, including a series of interpretive notes and charts on the major doctrines of the epistle. Now, I can't show you the charts on radio. If I was Todd Friel and I was doing wretched radio live for 2 hours, I could point to something now. But they have great charts. I mean, really great charts. The two atoms chart is excellent. Romans chapter 20. Romans 20, that chart is just out of this world. Romans chapter 8, verse 29 and 30, the chain there, the golden chain of redemption, foreknowledge, predestination, calling, justification and glorification. Just some excellent stuff. So I want to make sure I tell you things that would be good for you. When I was newer in my theological education, I wanted someone who I could trust to tell me, you need to read this book. So when John MacArthur would say from the pulpit, once a year I read Ralph Venning's book called The Sinfulness of Sin, I'd have to go track down that book. Now, I thought he said Benning, not Venning. It's a little Puritan paperback, Banner of Truth, Trust book. And I finally found it at the bookstore there at the book library. And anyway, Ralph Venning. So I just need someone who I trust. And so if you trust me, as my father would say, don't trust me farther than you can throw me. But if you trust me, then get that book by Steele and Thomas Romans. Now, the other thing I think that you should get that just is helpful with these kind of NOCO topics, the discernment type topics, it's Gary Gilley, G-I-L-L-E-Y. And even though he didn't give me the best review of my book, that's okay. like I'm going to send him the free Romans one. Not. Think on these things. A Ministry of Southern View Chapel. Gary Gilley, pastor. He's the author and general editor of Think on These Things. And so you can get it free in the mail, as I do, from Illinois, Springfield. Or you can go online. Think on These Things, Gary Gilley. And the one that's focused, the topic this time, it's April, May 2013. So it comes out six times a year. Fasting and Spiritual Direction. And it's got all the fasting stuff. Dallas Willard says fasting is one of the more important ways of practicing that self-denial required of everyone who would follow Jesus, Matthew 16:24. Really? And so, of course, Gary is critiquing that position of Dallas Willard. Willard said, persons well used to fasting as a systematic practice will have a clear and constant sense of their resources in God. And that will help them endure deprivation of all kinds. Maybe this will help with my MyFitness app, pad, 900 net calories a day. I've moved up to 1,100 net calories a day, but I work out 6 days a week. So anyway, today, let's see, the bicycle earned me 1,890 calories, my 45-mile ride, because it was a slower ride. So if it would have been faster, I could have burned over 2,000 calories. Willard said, and that will help them endure deprivation of all kinds, even to the point of coping with them easily and cheerfully. Kempis again. Here, now he's going to quote Thomas A. Kempis. That's not A. Kempis like alpha privative in front of Kempis, not Kempis. That's just that's his middle name, A. I'd just like to have your middle name, A. Refrain from gluttony, and thou shalt the more easily restrain all the inclination of the flesh. That's what Kempis said. Now, what Willard said, according to Gary Gilley, quoting him, fasting teaches temperance or self-control and therefore teaches moderation and restraint with regard to all our fundamental drives. So I guess it's if your husband and wife, there's fasting in regards to the marriage bed too. I have no idea. See just how crazy this gets. And so he talks about evangelicals and fasting. And he talks about a well-known church in Chicago that talks about fasting. He talks about what Piper says about fasting. He then biblically examines it. What's the spiritual direction? And then he gives some book reviews at the end that are usually pretty good. What's his book review this time? Wow, I wouldn't even know anything about this. Redacted Dominionism. A Biblical Approach to Grounding Environmental Responsibility. Okay. Well, the books are normally pretty good. Oh, I would like to see a follow-up volume interacting with popularizers of the cultural mandate within the evangelical community, such as Nancy Piercy, Francis Chan, and David Platt, not to mention Brian McLaren and those involved in the missional church movement. So, here's the scoop. You have Gary Gilley writing Think on These Things, and he's very good when it comes to cessationism, charismatic issues, objective versus subjective revelation. He's four-pointer, so that's probably why he bagged my book a little bit, allegedly. So, but I think that's helpful for you. Okay, I got a mail. Here's a mailbag. What do we need to call this? We need a segment for this when I get mail from people. And Oh, what does it say? I love your show, especially when Steve's not on. What? Did it really say that? No, of course it didn't. It's so easy to bag on Steve when he's not here. It's no fun. I'd rather bag on him when I am here, and he's here too. Should we have instruments or not? Uh-oh. Do I even want to answer that right now? They said among many within Greek Orthodox Church believe a cappella singing alone, no instruments. My understanding that their own website and literature, they hold to a works righteousness view of salvation. Greek Orthodox, not the no music people. Although maybe not as clear as Roman Catholic Church, but nonetheless they deny the sufficiency of the atoning work of Christ. Is that correct? I said, correct. It is finished. Read Hebrews 9 and 10. See, when I do responses, they're short like that. And when Ray does them, they're like 10 pages. Oh. All right. What else do I have here in front of me? Okay. Corey writes from the West Coast. This one's better than the last one. Sorry about the last one. I had to edit it, but where's my team? Dear Pastor Mike, I'm listening to the rerun of your Are You a Quaker in Disguise podcast, and I had to email you to tell you about something that happened to me at church on Sunday. I was waiting to check my son into his class, and a gentleman from our church who is moving away from our area in about a month was taking my cousin's wife in line. Well, was talking. I was going to say cutting in line. We could talk about Romans 12 and selfishness, loving other people. Talking with my cousin's wife in line. When she said she had heard that he was moving away, he replied with, yeah, when we first moved here, God spoke so clearly to me and said that this was our permanent home and we would be here forever. But things change. End quote. Sounds like God to me. Do you hear it thundering? A lot of thundering here in Central Mass. I bit my tongue, but I wanted to say, come on, let's get some NoCo stuff going on, Corey. Now, sometimes you have to be nice. It's nice to be nice. I bit my tongue, but I wanted to say, are you calling God a liar? Oh, the trouble, Corey says, we can get into when we hear from God. Isn't that true? Excellent. See, I like those kind of listeners, like Corey, who even listen to reruns. And see how that, in the providence of God, we have a rerun played. It was a random rerun. It was a lucky rerun. It was a chance rerun. And it was the luck of the draw. Fortunately, we played that just at the right time. And then he could use it in his ministry to the cousin's wife talking to person who said he heard from God, but then God changed his mind, calling God a liar. See how that works in No Compromise Land? It works out perfectly. The other one book that I want to recommend today, since I'm recommending things, and this has been recommended by many people, but I don't think I've ever recommended it. And by the way, I've got to get going here to go to a wedding rehearsal. How about that? Did you know that the bride stands on the left side of the man in the altar up front? Because in the old days, the right hand of the man had to be free so he could take his weapon out and kill or defend, depending on if he had to kill people who were trying to hurt his bride-to-be or defend his bride-to-be. And then they turn, and then as they walk out, I guess it's too late now, and then on the right side, the side of honor and power and supremacy and I don't know what, just the right of honor, authority, majesty, then you switch over on the way back. So when you're a pastor, you want to make sure when they say, which side do I stand on? Then you would need to know the answer. So now you know the answer. Unless you're in a different culture, then you just do what you want. The Valley of Vision, a collection of Puritan prayers and devotions. This is a Banner of Truth Trust as well, put together by Arthur Bennett. And the only thing that I don't like about it, it doesn't tell me at the bottom which particular Puritan had the prayers. And so I honestly just opened it up randomly and it said, Thou great I am, fill my mind with elevation and grandeur at the thought of being, of a being with whom one day is a thousand years and a thousand years is one day. A mighty God who amidst the lapse of worlds and the revolutions of empires feels no variableness but is glorious in immortality. That is amazing. So you could just stop there and think about it and think about the eternal I am and glorious in immortality. That is the Valley of Vision, put together by Arthur Bennett, Banner Truth Trust. My name is Mike Abendroth. You can write us at info@nocompromiseradio.com.
No Compromise Radio with Pastor Mike Abendroth is a production of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. Bethlehem Bible Church is a Bible-teaching church firmly committed to unleashing the life-transforming power of God's Word through verse-by-verse exposition of the sacred text. Please come and join us. Our service times are Sunday morning at 10:15 and in the evening at 6. We're right on Route 110 in West Boylston. You can check us out online at bbccchurch.org or by phone at 508-835-3400. The thoughts and opinions expressed on No Compromise Radio do not necessarily reflect those of WVNE, its staff, or management.